Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief for Monday, March 23rd, the year of our Lord 2020, where we are beset by a global pandemic. Let's turn our thoughts away from that for just a moment and over to what happened last week in the wide world of AWS. But first, this episode is sponsored in part by our friends at DigitalOcean. They have a cloud service that biases for simplicity, and it just works, which sounds counterintuitive given they also offer a managed Kubernetes environment, but give it a try. It makes Kubernetes understandable. You don't need to go to cloud school for 12 weeks first to learn 500 different services. It's simple, and the developer experience is top-notch. Check them out at do.co/screaming. And my thanks to them for sponsoring this week's ridiculous podcast. So what happened last week in the wide world of AWS? A lot. They don't seem to be slowing down any. Amazon CloudWatch now provides more metric data faster with get metric data quota increase. This exciting quota increase now means that your misconfigured monitoring system can cost you as much as $13,000 a month purely in CloudWatch charges, before you have to request a limit increase. That is real math, incidentally. That's not snark. It used to be a fifth of that. It is now five times more dangerous. Good work. EC2 hibernation now lets you pause and resume your workloads on T2 instance types. It always takes me aback to see older generations of instances gaining new features. It further takes me aback to realize that the T3s aren't covered under the free tier yet, years after their release. Amazon ECS supports in preview updating placement strategy and constraints for existing ECS services. This is important, not as much for architectural and durability reasons as it is for cost reasons in an awful lot of shops. Namely, this helps avoid the bill shock story of 2 cents per gigabyte data transfer charge between availability zones at a borderline usurious rate. Amazon Guard Duty price reduction. That's right, not only is Guard Duty less money, but I also misunderstood last week's feature enhancement. It's not breaking your CSVs after all, but rather expanding its API with additional functionality. The management regrets the error. Amazon Managed Cassandra service now helps you manage access to your key spaces and tables by using AWS IAM roles and federated identities. The straightforward simplicity that you know and love from IAM now comes to their Managed Cassandra service. This should be an easy, breezy, smooth sailing experience for everyone. Amazon QuickSight launches image support on dashboards and more. And in typical AWS fashion, they talk about this in words without a single picture to tell you what they're talking about. Amazon VPC flow logs now support resource tagging and tag on create, but still don't support anything resembling a human-readable output format, preferring instead to drive business to those two notable AWS Emerald tier partners, Awk and Grep. This episode is also sponsored by our friends at Chaos Search. That's right, log analytics done properly, which is harder than you would expect to find. They separate out the storage from the compute. The storage parts live quite simply over in S3. We know S3. We tolerate S3. Love it or hate it, we know what we're doing. And you query it with the APIs you've come to know and tolerate, such as Elasticsearch, via containers that live alongside those S3 buckets. Give it a try for your workloads today. Visit chaossearch.io and see if it might solve a problem that you're currently facing. I've been recommending them since before they were sponsors. They have something neat. Check it out. That's chaossearch.io. AWS App Mesh launches support for end-to-end encryption. That's right, and it catches up with all the other App Mesh. Remember, encrypt everything unless it's hard. The fact that services like this still ship from AWS without encryption supported on day one is a problem. AWS Site-to-Site VPN now supports certificate authentication for connections to AWS Transit Gateway. There's no direct cost to this if you're already using a private CA, but there is definitely an emotional cost, as AWS will almost certainly email you incessantly about any pending certificate expirations happening over the next decade. In case you missed this past week's barrage of changes coming next year around certificate trust authority. Introducing customizations for AWS Control Tower solution. Only someone deranged would possibly want to set up a bunch of custom defaults that every new AWS account within their organization gets. But AWS is nothing if not customer obsessed, so that deranged loon now has a feature that works just for them. Reduce ML inference costs on PyTorch with Amazon Elastic Inference, or reduce it far further by realizing that ML or machine learning lacks a business model in almost every case and mothballing the entire fruitless endeavor. You can now update your Amazon DynamoDB global tables from version 2017.11.29 to the latest version with a few clicks in the DynamoDB console. Well, why wouldn't they just upgrade it for us then? Because, of course, AWS has buried the lead. There are a bunch of breaking changes that will cause your application to explode if you're not aware of them. Read twice, then apply the change. AWS posted a list of online tech talks for March of 2020, starting, in fact, today. If you're trapped at home and going slowly mad, AWS does have some online tech talks where they ask you to suspend your disbelief and pretend that using AWS services and only AWS services is how the real world works. Come watch and applaud their fan fiction and take your mind off of what else is going on. Now available, Amazon ElastiCache Global Data Store for Redis. This will be very handy for some folks. For some other folks, it's going to cause screaming outages once the primary node flips to being the secondary and rejects all writes. Working from home, here's how AWS can help. AWS Chief Evangelist Jeff Barr does attempt to walk the razor's edge. On the one hand, an awful lot of AWS services are incredibly helpful to a suddenly remote workforce who are grappling collectively with remote services and a massive crushing scale problem. On the other, it's very easy to be accused of attempting to profit off of the back of a pandemic. There's no right answer, and no matter what you choose, you're wrong. For what it's worth, I really like this post. Improving the transparency of AWS Elastic Beanstalk. What the hell good is a transparent beanstalk? I don't want to see through it. Oh, wait. This is about their Elastic Beanstalk service. Nothing that everyone forgets is there or possibly wishes wasn't there. How to execute chef recipes using AWS Systems Manager. In 2020, configuration management isn't the way forward. Ergo, executing chef recipes should translate to killing them. There are 15 additional AWS services authorized at DoD Impact Level 6 for the AWS Secret Region. For my part, I will never understand the logic behind building something you call the Secret Region and then writing blog posts about it. And lastly, the security blog has a post, Top 10 Security Items to Improve in Your AWS Account. Talk about going in the wrong direction. The right move is to reduce the security of your AWS account. Then you can plausibly use it however you want, run up a large bill, and then sobbingly blame the hackers for the fact that you now have to pay an Amazon bill that's roughly the GDP of Bolivia. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. You can find me on Twitter at QuinnyPig, Q-U-I-N-N-Y, Pig. I will be doing some Q&A work later this week about AWS billing. If you've got questions, please bring them and let me stammer incoherently as I attempt to answer them. I'll talk to you next week or there. It depends on you. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts. If you hated this podcast, please leave a 5-star review in Apple Podcasts anyway, and because you're presumably an AWS employee, make sure you leave a comment giving this podcast a stupid name.
This has been a Hubble Pod production.
Stay humble.